the students who will be graduating, and as you can see from the many rows, there are 14 rows of 16 rows of students. It's going to be a fairly long ceremony. When they come in front of you on your right-hand side, you might wish to give them a round of applause. It will take us about 20 minutes to seat them, and then we'll be able to have the platform party come in, and then we'll commence, hopefully, very close to 2 p.m. How about a nice hand for Alex, for Max Langevin. That was a heroic amount of piping. There's about 600 arts students all gathered, all ready to walk up on the stage. I'm going to give you a few pointers, a few comments, and a general discussion about a couple of things. One is that I'd like you to give a nice applause to Brian Sand and his brass quintet who've been playing. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal. I'm part of the chemistry department. Some of you may have taken a World of Chemistry course somewhere along the line. At least I suspect that a couple of you did. I think maybe a couple of your parents might have taken one of those courses as well. I'm just waiting for this graduate group to have children so that they can come and I can have one of them in the courses. That will be a record of some kind, I think. Could be. There's one safety announcement. It turns out that we do have a fire alarm system in the tent, and if there is an issue of any kind, make for the exits. You'll see them marked on the next slide that is coming up. There are plenty of them. If you have young children in a stroller, be sure to take the children, leave the stroller. That works a lot better, and then exit. I don't think anything's going to happen at all. This ceremony may take a little more than 2 hours, so bear with us. The lights up here are fairly heavy, but there is at least some moderating air conditioning. And the earlier last week when it was cold, we had heat coming out. Now we've got the air conditioning going, so we're doing everything that we can to manage your comfort levels. I did want to announce, I did this morning, and it seemed to work out reasonably well, to alert this arts faculty that tends not so much to be in the engineering or science domain, to give you a result of some research that's been carried out in the engineering faculty. And that research is a face recognition by camera, and I've got the very first prototype right here. And it does one other thing, which is really fascinating. It not only can deliver your face and name and student number, but it delivers your CGPA accurately as a group. Let me try that again. It computes that this group in this left-hand side on the right is rather unusually high. 3.94 collective. Maybe you're all economics majors, I'm not sure. Let's try this group over here, because maybe it's just averaging the two. I think that's what's happening. It also computes who took the World of Chemistry course, and if you did, you are certain to get your degree, and if you didn't, we'll have a quiz for you when you sit back down, and you can take it at that time. Well, what will happen next will be that the platform party will come down the main corridor of the university, led by Jeff McCarthy, our other university piper, and they will come in. The faculty will be assembled on the stage, and the second group that will be led in will be the main platform, the governing issue, namely the principal and the chair of the board and our chancellor, Arnold Steinberg. This is Arnold Steinberg's last year as chancellor. He's done a wonderful job for 5 years. He'll be noted by the principal in a number of very nice remarks that are going to be made on his behalf. He certainly did really an excellent job. I would ask also that you curb your cell phones. I'm always told that the art students are always looking for jobs. Maybe you have a job and maybe you should answer your cell phone. I'm not sure if that will be the call that you will get, but maybe just turn them off unless you just want to text people with your thumbs. I've never gotten the hang of that yet quite properly. The main message that I would have for you is to observe the lines that are coming out. I'm going to get you out of your seats on the left side of the auditorium, get you into alignment. You are, as you already recognize, you are alphabetized by major degree and then alphabetized within that major degree. So you should be with your colleagues. But you will have your picture taken three times, once on the left side against the flags that you see over on that left side. So except for the very first PhD who will be walking up, who will not necessarily know the ropes yet, follow what people are doing ahead of you. And for heaven's sakes, please go slowly, go reasonably. It's all going to work out. Take your lineup card right now and please break it in half. I want to hear a lot of tear it in half. Have the two halves with you. Don't put them on your seat or in your pocket. Hold them in your fingers. And the first half of the lineup card will be given to the marshal who is adjacent to, or he sometimes likes to take them himself. But just whatever the reader wishes to do, this is going to be Bruce Shore. He does a very good job reading all of these very complicated names that you collectively have. We're always looking for Jane Smith. I don't think there are any Jane Smiths, but there's a lot of complicated names, double first names, double last names. They do their best to get the pronunciation correctly. Give the first card to the reader, if that's the way he wants to pick it up, and it usually is. And then your second card over here on the other side where you will receive your degree. If you get the wrong degree, and it's a higher degree than you've earned, then maybe you can sneak out the side door and you're all in good shape. I don't think so. We had one mistake in the first 4,500 people who've walked the plank here, as it would be said. The chancellor is the coordinator of this event. He will sit in the major chair in the middle, and he will be back and forth to the podium to announce the different stages of the graduation. So as the piper is coming into the tent right now, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party. Merci.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, families, honored guests, friends, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour à tous. As Chancellor, and on behalf of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you to the 2014 convocation ceremony for students graduating from the Faculty of Arts. For almost two centuries, McGill's chancellors have commenced these ceremonies with some remarks, and as the 18th chancellor in McGill's illustrious history, I have enjoyed continuing this practice. It may be difficult for you to fully appreciate, and certainly hard for me to totally accept the fact, that exactly 60 years ago, give or take a few days, I sat on this very lawn like you, with cap and gown, waiting to receive my Bachelor of Commerce degree. When I look at my graduation photo, there's not the slightest doubt that I have changed. But the changes that have taken place at McGill are truly profound. Other than some of the older buildings, McGill is almost totally unrecognizable. From being an excellent university, it has developed into one of the world's great institutions of higher learning. In size alone, it has grown several fold. The quality of its teaching and research has become unquestionably world class. But in no area has the change been greater than in the excellence and diversity of its student body. Au cours des cinq dernières années, à titre de chancelier, j'ai eu le privilège d'échanger avec un grand nombre d'entre vous, et à chaque nouvelle rencontre, je suis sincèrement émerveillé par le calibre exceptionnel de nos étudiants, non seulement par le profil de leur formation, mais également par la diversité de leurs intérêts. And in these interactions with students, a number of themes appear to take precedence. The most prevalent of your concerns, understandably, being able to obtain a position leading to a meaningful career. But your other concerns were not on any student's radar screen when I sat where you are today. In my day, the word environment meant something totally different on the very rare occasions it was used at all, and normally as a synonym for the weather. No one thought about the larger environmental issues, such as income inequality, low standards of primary and secondary education here and in developing countries, or the absence of clean drinking water or minimal medical treatment in large swaths of the world. And what is most impressive is not that you think about these problems, but that you and your fellow McGill students are actively participating in trying to find solutions to these serious issues. You travel to Africa, India, Latin America, and elsewhere to build schools, teach children, provide medical services, and assist in developing improved farming practices. Au sein de la communauté même où vous habitez, vous construisez des toits verts, apportez des repas aux personnes dont la santé ne leur permet pas de se déplacer, œuvrez comme mentor auprès des étudiants de secondaire, les aidant ainsi à décrocher leur diplôme et donner gratuitement des leçons de musique à des jeunes en difficulté. Et vous êtes des milliers à le faire. Well, I've always believed that I had never emotionally left McGill. The past 5 years that I have served as Chancellor, and from which I will be retiring at the end of this month, have been a real homecoming. I am so very proud of my alma mater. I'm so proud of the students, the faculty, and the administrators. I am planning to stay active in both the McGill and the larger community as long as I have the strength of body and mind, and I welcome all of you to do likewise for as long as you can. I have no doubt that you, like me, will never regret it. Thank you. voudrais maintenant inviter professeur Suzanne Fortier, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Professeur Fortier.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2014. Welcome to the graduating class of 2014. I'm joined here today by your families and friends, by our Chancellor, the Chair of the Board, our Chancellor Emerita, our Governors Emeriti, by our distinguished honorary degree recipient, by special guests, and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Today marks an important milestone. Savor it, enjoy it, celebrate, and remember this moment. Remember to all the people who have supported you in your studies, families and friends, of course, professors, librarians, and staff. You have not been alone. I invite you, all the graduates, to please stand up. Please, all of you, stand up. Now you stay up, you have a great cheering section, but I also want you, all the graduates, to give a big round of applause to all those people who have supported you. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Vous pouvez vous asseoir. Have you ever finished a big project only to have someone say, "That's great, so what are you going to do next?" That's so annoying, really. But class of 2014, I have to ask, what is next? And please don't worry, you don't have to answer the question right now to get your degree. But in all seriousness, the big question is not what is next. The big question is how you will face whatever is next for you. Today is a transition. You have finished your degree, and that is no small thing. It's a given that you're going to do something next. You have a mind that is ready to learn, and there's so much more learning to be done and enjoyed. But for some of you, the next classroom will be in the workforce. Certains de vos apprentissages se feront dans une autre université, ou peut-être à McGill. Mais la plupart se feront tout au long de votre vie, où que vous soyez. Transitions are exciting, but they're also scary. Having come back to school myself recently, I understand these feelings. I imagine that Denise Chong, this afternoon's honorary doctorate recipient, understands these feelings too, having traded one successful career as an economist with the Canadian government for a second successful career as a writer who tells stories of survival, of struggle, and yes, of transitions. When we find ourselves in times of transitions, people who are close to us reach out with advice. Sometimes also with gifts, and sometimes with gifts that are advice in disguise. When I became principal of McGill last fall, I was fortunate to receive such gifts, and I want to share three of them with you. I've known my friend Kay for over 40 years. As young crystallographers, we started our research career together. She gave me a fridge magnet that reads, "Proceed as if success is inevitable." It's great, really, to have a friend who believes in you. But what the message is telling us is assume responsibility for your own success. You're not an observer of your own life. You are the main actor in the play that is your future. You've been in the same place for a few years, and now you're leaving it for something new and unknown. Of course, you're going to have to be resilient, but with a good dose of determination, talent, and optimism, success will await you at the end of the road. This brings me to Blair, a great colleague from Ottawa. She gave me a book as a gift, The Rational Optimist by Matt Ridley. What a great title, The Rational Optimist. Set your sights high, allow yourself to dream, but with your feet on the ground. Keep an eye on the big things you want to accomplish, the big goals, and take it a step at a time. Make sure you do everything that you can to make it happen. And the third gift came from Albert and Victor, the sons of my graduate supervisor here at McGill. They gave me a frame code of ethics that their father had written back in the 40s. Among the code were important pieces of advice that have been with me all my life. Do not bluff your way out of difficulties, and keep your integrity at all times. These are powerful words, because whatever you do in life, the what eventually fades away, and what you're left with is the how, and how you feel deep down in your own soul. Three gifts, but really one very special gift. The people we meet in life. Remember the people you've met here at McGill. Keep them close. Chancellor Steinberg is a perfect role model. As he said, this year marks the 60th anniversary of his own graduation, and he is still in touch with his classmates. And of course, he stayed connected to McGill, even as he moved through his own transitions and challenges and many successes. A few weeks ago, Chancellor Steinberg and I attended an event to honor some of our students. I introduced him to the francophone parents of one of our students. "C'est le chancelier de McGill," I said. Now, chancelier was not a word that they were familiar with, so they thought I had said, "C'est le chansonnier de McGill, the singer-songwriter of McGill University." They were looking at each other in total confusion. McGill, being such a great institution, must have, they thought, a highly acclaimed chansonnier, but they didn't know any of his greatest hits. So it made me reflect on Arnold's many, many, many hits as our chancelier. Indeed, Chancellor Steinberg has played a very important role in writing the future of McGill and has sung our praise relentlessly. And he has shown all of us how to do so with great charm, intelligence, and humility. He takes pure joy in the accomplishments of others and in nurturing their leadership. He is generous with his time and his wisdom, always ready for an encore. He loves to learn and has an inquisitive and open mind. And most of all, he loves McGill and the McGill community with all his heart. Mon cher Arnold, tel que l'a écrit un grand chansonnier québécois, M. Gilles Vigneault, c'est à votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour. Et à tous nos diplômés, sachez que vous vous joignez à une belle et grande famille. J'espère que vous considérez l'université comme votre maison et revenez-y le plus souvent possible. Les portes seront toujours très grandes ouvertes pour vous. I recently met some McGill alumni in New York City, and they gave me what I think is the perfect description of our university. So I want you to remember this. McGill, what is it? A bunch of smart people doing amazing things and delivering results. Please keep in touch. We're always eager to learn about your own amazing results. Félicitations. Congratulations.
Merci, merci, Professor Fortier. I now invite Professor Christopher Manfredi, Dean of the Faculty of Arts, to present Ms. Denise Chong, that she may have conferred upon her the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Professor Manfredi.
Mr. Chancellor, born in Vancouver, British Columbia, Denise Chong is a third-generation Chinese-Canadian who, after several years in the federal public service, most of which was spent as an advisor to the Prime Minister of the day, turned to writing. A graduate of both the University of British Columbia and the University of Toronto, her books evoke everyday happenings and relationships amidst the extraordinary circumstances of war, communism, immigration, and racism. Denise Chong's first and her most recent book are seminal works that chronicle the immigrant experience through tracing the lives and times of Canada's early Chinese families. The Concubine's Children is the story of Denise Chong's own family and reveals much of her own history that had been hidden from but shaped her family. Lives of the Family is the history of the earliest Chinese settlers in and around Ottawa. It explores the trajectory of a universal immigrant experience and reveals the immigrant's tenacity in adapting to a new world. Her edited Penguin anthology of stories by Canadian women, many of whom are of transnational identities, reflects Denise Chong's recognition of the multicultural quality of being Canadian. Her middle two books are a portrayal of courage and a paean to the freedom of expression and human rights. The Girl in the Picture is the biography of Kim Phuc, the Vietnamese girl in the iconic photo who was terribly burned in a napalm attack in 1972. It is one of the only books to describe everyday life in the wake of this war and to probe the war's lingering effect on all its participants. Agon Mao is the story of an ordinary man, a bus mechanic, who challenged his family's communist allegiance by defacing a portrait of Chairman Mao Zedong during the 1989 protests in Tiananmen Square. All her works reveal her commitment to the fundamental freedoms that we as Canadians enjoy, to human rights, to tolerance, and to the importance of history and tradition. An officer of the Order of Canada and the recipient of numerous honors and awards, Denise Chong is a dedicated, proud Canadian, which is nowhere made clearer than in her widely anthologized 1994 speech, Being Canadian. In it she wrote, and I quote, "My own sense of being Canadian is one of belonging. I belong to a family. I belong to a community of values," end of quote. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Denise Chong, that you may confer upon her the degree of Doctor of Letters, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now invite Dr. Janice Chong to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Chong.
Well, first of all, I want to say that this isn't the normal life of an author. You know, when we prepare to give a reading, you console yourself by thinking few people will show up. And so my worst nightmare is that there's one person sitting in the back row. And so I go up to them and I say, I'm about to start. Would you like to move up to the front? And they say, no, no, that's okay. I have to leave early. Not today. Chancellor, Principal and Vice Chancellor, Chair of the Board, distinguished guests, families, friends, and my fellow graduating students. My grandfather, a poor man living in Vancouver's Chinatown and lonely without his wife in China, arranged for the purchase of my grandmother to be his concubine abroad. To pay her passage and to buy her someone else's Canadian birth certificate, then the only way to get around the ban on Chinese immigration, he indentured her as a lowly tea house waitress, a profession seen in the Bachelor Society of Chinatown as but a way to woo men to spend money. It would take two generations on upon my learning that it was my grandmother's waitressing wages that supported a family in Canada and in China to lift the shame from my grandmother's life. This afternoon, as each of you cross the convocation stage, our shared emotion will be pride. When I was in high school in Prince George, British Columbia, I wanted to go on to McGill. I kept alive the hope of any university at all with part-time jobs, sometimes running between them on the same day, cashiering at a grocery store, bookkeeping at a lock and key, teaching piano. I dreaded most my Sundays at a drive-in theater, where my job was to pop enough popcorn for the concession for the week ahead. In the schooling I imagined, I saw myself as a Westerner journeying east. Looking to a far horizon was in part owing to the times. Trudeau-mania had swept the nation, holding out a vision that a society could be generous and inclusive and confident. It was also a legacy of my childhood. Prince George, a logging town on the verge of a boom in the fast-growing north, imbued me with a sense of the frontier, which at once contains you and takes you out of yourself. Given the stretched finances of my parents, who envisaged that all five of their children might attend university, sending one outside the home province and clear across the country just wasn't going to happen. Eventually, eager to be at the heart of finding expression of being Canadian, I came east to Ottawa. I landed my first job as an economist with the federal government and went on to become an advisor to Prime Minister Trudeau. And when he retired, I embarked on a second career, writing. I am you so many years ago. Today, you leave behind the familiar, including Gertz, Thursday evenings at BDA, and OAP at Three Bears Park. Tomorrow, you venture into the unknown adult life. I offer you two signposts for the way ahead. One, in your intellectual life, keep traveling in the direction of the unknown. The unknown may make you anxious, scared, or stressed, but hold fast to the certainty that your destination is always beyond. Don't be hemmed in by fear, nor let fear turn into self-pity. Your questioning, at times doubt, at times optimism, is the lifeblood of your imagination. Take this as affirmation that you are alive. Two, keep a sense of humility. It's easier to have a big ego and be self-satisfied. It's much harder to be humble. You may well deserve to swell with pride about your achievements, but humility, not pride, makes you a bigger person. The reverse of humility is smugness. To be smug is to slip into mediocrity. I write what I want to ponder. That's what keeps me invested to go beyond. Yet, between books, I worry. Is there a next manuscript in me? Then in my study, as I sit writing that manuscript, I find myself mopping my brow. But in my struggle, I am reminded of why I write, and I exult in the feeling of having transcended boundaries of time, of generations, gender, class, religion, culture, country, and more. The unknown and humility go hand in hand. Without humility, we contrive boundaries, and the price is steep. We stifle our imagination. The world turns into us and them, and we lose that most important gift of the human condition, empathy. In my writing, in my daily life, I strive to understand what it's like to walk in the shoes of the other, the homeless man sleeping on the subway grate, the orphan child and refugee of the war in Syria, and, yes, my grandmother. In my research for my family memoir, some spoke with derision about her, including how she once walked around Chinatown in a man's suit and a man's cap. How embarrassing, they said, for everybody. Then I met Bill Wong, now 94, who was behind the counter at Modernized Tailors the day my grandmother came in to order a custom-made man's suit. What was unusual, Bill told me, was that my grandmother herself designed the inside of the suit jacket to include extra pockets. She said she worried about carrying a handbag after once having it snatched. My wish for you is that in your intellectual life, you will never feel too comfortable. Keep going beyond, and you will reap the reward of possibility. Guard your humility, and you'll be more prepared to have your thinking turned on its head. You choose complexity over simplicity, wider truths over narrow ones. And in understanding the world differently than you did before, you will already have changed it. Thank you, and congratulations to the class of 2014.
Thank you, Dr. Chong, for those wonderful words of advice, which I'm sure everyone seated here, graduate and others, will take to heart. We will now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees. Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. And I call upon Professor Anthony Massey, Provost of McGill University, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite students graduating from programs of study in the Faculty of Arts to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first university degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a university degree keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Let me repeat, no university degree remove the hat, get capped. Already have a university degree, keep the hat on and get tapped. Parents, friends, and I'm sure the students themselves will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or the degree itself is given to students by the dean or delegate as they leave the stage and have a photo taken. You may have seen some students during this convocation season wearing red or white scarves. All self-identifying Aboriginal students are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation in the community and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, and the white for those getting a diploma or a certificate. The feather has two meanings: respect for the person, and it marks a special or amazing event. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to and respect for the land on which we live. And the turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations and respect for diversity. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. By tradition at McGill, we begin with students receiving graduate degrees, followed by students obtaining undergraduate degrees. I now invite Professor Emeritus Bruce Shore to introduce the graduates, and Professor Christopher Manfredi, Dean of the Faculty of Arts, to distribute the diplomas to all students. Class of 2014, congratulations, félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Political Science, Anthony Vincenzo Kevins. Julie Elizabeth Moreau. For the degree of Master of Arts in Economics, Yiji Bu. Mengyun Lee. For the degree of Master of Arts in Political Science, Hillary Morgan Birch. Laura Fortin. Emma Gabriella Heffernan. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Economics, Alexander Allen Ackerman, Joint Honors, Economics and Finance. Mariha Ahmad. Muhammad Atif Ijaz. Victoria Ashley Albury. Zain Karimi Hussein Ali Muhammad, with distinction. Siddharth Anand. Ryan Koichi Arawalwala. Amira Arif. Harris Khalid Aslam. William Philip Bauer, with distinction. Daniel K. Boys. Rashdev Kaur Brar, with distinction. Kieran Thomas Ryder Bunting. Matthew James Burns. Victor Busnell. Oguzhan Chucker. Chang Chow. Eleanor Michelle Catanato. Meghna Chand. Tristan Anthony Chart. Nicole Chartier Galvez. Alvin Varin Chan. Christopher J. Chen. Yu Chen. Vanessa Mariangela Conzon, First Class Honors, the Fred Victor Stone Prize and Dean's Honor List. Stephen Jonathan Curran. Matthew Karsten Dankstorp. Rami Dia Daoud. Egino Angelo Babadilla de Guzman. Come to...
Schachter. Heis Jan August Linders honors. Cici Gao. Juliette Benav. Carol John Trishman. Fatima Sultan. Seema Imami, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Eric Addison Mudiman. Right. For the people waiting for graduates, they are not coming back in the room. They are going out and out and back. So if your family member has had a name read, please leave by a back exit, go downstairs, or go to the door. Cecilia Akyon. Laura Andrea Susan, First Class Honors. Lucy Lauren Sutcliffe. Mathilde Nupier. Philippine Lusnier.
Could the students please take your seats, and we will get you out of your seats. It's not safe to everybody be standing up. We'll get you out of your seats in the appropriate order. Just relax so you can enjoy and you can see, and we'll get you out of your seats.
One more thing. We said at the beginning, we're way over capacity in this room, and so please don't push to come. We're going to try to clear the students' seat, and then parents can meet them outside. When this is clear, we'll let more in. No one else should come into the room until we've got down to capacity. The fire marshals are here, and they've warned us that they'll clear this room unless we follow the rules. So please, don't let anyone else, don't come in. We're going to move students out slowly but deliberately, and then we're going to let others into the room. Congratulations. Patricia Veronica Baran. Ariel Bouchard. Anthony Alexander DeLuca. Senya Novakovic, Dean's Honor List. Danielle Marie Lapointe. Sean Feng. Zora Azar. Lauren Christine Konkin, Distinction and First Class Joint Honors. Rebecca Freya Pearl, with distinction. Marcus Chun Man Wong. Justin Edgar Barat Burns. Ben Carter Whitney. Maxime Johannes van der Mühl. Harris Wager Wakar, excuse me. Aliza Neal, joint honors. Alexandra Mairead Phillips. Claire Marie Duval, distinction. Alice Fanfan Arlette Guizol, with distinction. Vanessa Karen Alvaro. Vicky Jelina. Emily Rose Hackett. Jacqueline Elizabeth Lawler, honors. Elizabeth Aslan. Andrew Richard Kitchen. Vanessa Kwan. Lydia Jane Mullen. Lisa Catherine Manning.
Shaw. Clarence. The last name. Felix.
Thank you. Clarence Yap Lucia. Sean Martin Reginio. Jonathan Charles Peter Carson.
Kelly, I need you. Is it Schreiber?
Yeah. Kelly Schreiber, with distinction. Ariel David Shohat. Morgan Lee Watkins, with distinction. Benjamin Sean. Emma Teresa McKay, honors. T. Tree Tran Trin. Catherine Alexa Renee Ray.
Don't let them back in. Tell them they have to leave. Okay. Right next to me. The marshals, don't let them back in, okay?
You have to leave when you get your picture taken, and you'll meet your parents outside. We can't have you go back in.
Mathieu Tachereau, Distinction First Class Honors. He Jin Jung. Chowan Lee. Syed Mohammed Saif. Mohammed Fazan Rauf, joint honors. Jessica Taylor Cross. Jordana Nudo, honors. Syed Asad Raza Zaida. Daniel Braden.
Is that Wojda?
Amanda Jane Wojda. Tiffany Jing Kong. Victoria Lynn Gillen. Colleen Rebel Josan. Mark Nagar Iskander. Nicole Evelyn Leonard, first class honors, these are the list. Alan Leo Nello. James Anthony Greville. Emilie Mathisac, Distinction, the Albert Hirschman Prize, first class honors in international development studies. Dalton Werner. Malik Stefan Masel Majaj Shwakal. Vincent Latrive. Alexandra Allaire. Sitara Shajai. Galen Flaherty. Nikhil Garg with distinction for class and joint honors. Nicholas Sinhuber, joint honors. Melody Gaparazzi. Valentin Jane. Ava Lillian Selim. Jeffrey Booth Seminole. Rebecca Sarah Eppinger with distinction. Kira Cott. Yayun Vu. Christopher Villegas Cho, honors. Corinne Goldberger, first class honors, deans on her list. Louis Mark Fainer, honors. Brian James Fernan. Yosra H. Salaheli. Yur Meyer Gaminfar, Distinction First Class Joint Honors. And give you applause. Chloe Longby, Distinction and First Class Honors. Anita Ovtinikova. Yasmin Golmayev. Raquel Claire Bale. Catherine John Judge. Ayesha Kareem.
with distinction. Joy Samantha Shea. Antoine Lucien Dimitri Drogoul. Nicolai Dikeo. Alina Kemi. Lee Kang. David Giuseppe Mastracci, Joint Honors Political Science Australia with Distinction. Catherine Elise Rockwell. Mallory Charlotte Weber, honors. Belita El Sema. Richard Jakes, Distinction, First Class Honors. Claire Lavender, First Class Joint Honors. Adriana Maya Davies. Alessandra Ann Hutinova, Distinction, First Class Honors. Dian Zhao. Wyatt Thomas Nachu. Kaya Del Carmen Pino. Julia Simone. Alexander Peter Moon McCutcheon. Gary Olivier Hellman. Veselina Georgieva. Oana Cosma. Megan Ann Cross with distinction. Kaya Dinawa Pickard. Lisa Jane Helen McGarra. Afshana Ganji. Alexandra Brianne Badu, Joint Honors. Olivia Sahara Biadon. Valentine Goldenberg. Austin Jordan. Kelsey Wilson.
Jen.
Shannon Lee Elliott. Andrew Stevenson.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Tina Mustafa.
She just noticed I was here.
Molly Dean Tabara, honors. Melanie Deschamps. Comme de Panis Passis, with distinction. Chloé Suberville. Cooktown. Rina Mogadash Clark. Yannick Najib Gachu.
Rachel Miller. Just remember to call you guys.
with distinction. Christine Louise Baum. Victoria Bonner, Honors in Political Science. Victoria Charmaine Wan, Joint Honors. Carmina Fernando Ravanera, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Hailstone, Wilkins. Jessica Dorval. Sarah Elizabeth Demetrios Medeiros. Victoria Maria Grad. It's Braggins.
Hello, Anton Eljas Kartan, with distinction. Tatiana Andreevna Yarapud. Shannon B. Nolan. Louisa Grace. Shelby Skerritt. Matthew Eric Pinchuk Milan, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Maihang Yo, First Class Joint Honors. Justin Anthony McAdam. Michelle Christine Foley. Simon Stephen Albert Lebrun. C.U. Wang. Jean-Francois Gardeau-Morin, Distinction in First Class Honors. Christopher Bayou, the Alan Oliver Fellowship and Gold Medal First Class Honors, the Michael Garnier's Prize, and Dean's Honors. Tiffany Juliette Monroe. Danielle Dara Hanesian. Caitlin Ariana McKinney. Monica Michelle Mann. Michael Alain Kessler. Yusuf Jane, the Doug Purvis Foundation Prize, First Class Joint Honors, Dean's Honor List. Stephanie Francoise Seatson. Stephen Michael Lambert, Dean's Honor List. Melissa Diaz Zamora. Brennan Matthew Gordon. Rachel Allaire Bissett, Joint Honors and Distinction. Sarah Zia. Chloe Brooke Bridges.
Suzanne, Barbara, Michelle, Newing, first class honors in Development Studies, Dean's honors, and McGill's 136th Rhodes Scholar. Camila Gordillo. Distinction First Class Honors on the Salisbury Prize. Matthew James Gilmore. Brittany Malcolm Stephen. Cheryl Ann Louise Grant.
George, joint honors. Catherine Ann Moreau.
Garrity.
Yay, Catherine!
Elizabeth Lee Chung, Distinction in First Class Honors. Constance Ann Bookson. Jonathan Urdalis, Distinction First Class Honors. Ashara Jibril. Austin James Eagleson. And Sophie LaRue. Kim Chung Yong with distinction. Alyssa Yip. Ren Morgan Griffith with distinction. Elizabeth Kiroge, distinction in first class honors. Emily DeGrain. Samuel Shu Yu Po. Jordan Benjamin Ridley. Mikaela K. Bennett. Alexandra Denise Christine Sikoras. Louis Sarah Rosette. Aurel Garnier Brun. Ciel Abate. Crystal 9K Wine. behold you. Morgan Yang, Dean St. Louis. Brenda Chang, First Class Honors, the Guy Drummond Fellowship, and Dean's Honor List. Azura Jordan Lalani. Jacqueline DeSantis. Xavier Leje Guest. Susan Chang.
Dina Beth Kemerov. Coralie Marie Louise Thomas, honored. Gabriel Ann Rose Thompson, distinction and first class grand honors. Cassandra Soon Julie. Amanda Blair Holman. Allison Reed Taylor, distinction and first class honors. Justine Ganyapan, Dean's Honorless. Alexis Schofield Pepper. Hannah Charlotte Greco. Jason Chan. Alexander Ramirez Santoyo. Chinonza Angela Mignelli. Gabriella Carbo. Tony Tade. Saraswati Rajasekaran. Madison Nicole Singleton. Ariane Tonyeta Murika. Daniel James Bennett, first class honors, he's on her list. Dean's honor list. Ayla Zarat Khan, distinction and first class honors. Christos Lazarus. Catherine Isabel Taya Lachance. Jordan Cezanne. Sophie Claire Chauvet. Cody David Levine, honors. Nathan Joel, joint honors and distinction. Sarah Cook. James Shooter Ford. Sophie Ella Suts, honors. Eliza Zahirovich. Kevin Marciano. Ben Fisher with distinction. Gungan Lee. Pooja Danak. Sam Harris. Anita Karen Sivabala, honors. Ivan Fernando Sanchez Vega. Chelsea Mai.
Somalia with distinction.
Thank you.
Are there any other students in the house intending to graduate today?
Yes.
The exam will be written in the back, and then you can come up. I want to, for those of you who are here, especially family members, apologize. When Gabriel Kutu came by, in the explanation of his name, I missed announcing that he graduated with distinction and first class joint honors. Thank you, family, for coming together. We have one more graduate today. Teresa.
Students, the parents, the families, the friends, and so on. Thank you.